Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Bright sunshine develops with fog in spots early today, with daytime highs approaching 60. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 37. Tonight, clear skies. Highs level off around 61. Tomorrow, mainly clear. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 55.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. Two people are dead and two people are injured following a crash early this morning in the northbound lanes of the Kansas Turnpike I-35. The crash happened around 4:30 this morning near 87th Street South, south of Hayesville. So far, authorities have not released details of what happened or how many vehicles were involved. Kansas lawmakers are getting a head start on the state budget process for next year. In October, a new committee was established to reform the traditional process in which the governor and state agencies create the budget, then present a draft for lawmakers to review in January. The committee hopes to give lawmakers a head start on crafting their own draft budget before the legislature returns. Lawmakers on the committee met for the first time on Friday, reviewing budget requests from state agencies and boards for public safety, human services, agriculture, and natural resources. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Thank you, Rusty Eck Ford customers, for an amazing year. During the month of November, we are saying thank you to our loyal customers. Get a $500 gift card for any new Ford vehicle purchased in November. Choose from over 300 new Fords in our lot and save up to $12,500 discount off MSRP on 2024 F-150s, America's number one selling truck for 47 years. Zero payments until January 2025. 0% APR for 36 months on select vehicles. 0% APR for 72 months on 2023 Mach-E. Thank you, Wichita. Choose from over 300 new Fords and 280 quality used vehicles. Buy a new Ford and receive a $500 gift card for holiday shopping. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Mach-E 1389 for 1,000 financed. Excludes 2025 models. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Two individuals were shot early yesterday morning in central Topeka. That's according to the Topeka Police Department's watch commander. Police were called out around 9 o'clock yesterday morning to the 1200 block of Southwest Huntoon. When they arrived, one of the individuals was pronounced dead at the scene, and the other was transported to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The shooting remains under investigation. Recent economic data from the Docking Institute of Public Affairs showed that Ellis County had the highest poverty rate in the state at 18%. Another 23% were classified as asset limited, income constrained, employed, or ALICE. These households are above the federal poverty level but cannot afford the basic cost of living in their county. They do not qualify for public assistance. Combined, that equals 41% or more than 4 out of 10 Ellis County residents who are struggling financially. Anyone needing assistance can call 211 to access United Way's statewide referral system. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the elections across the state of Nebraska all but wrapped up, Republicans say they will be continuously holding a supermajority in the Nebraska state legislature. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, they say the 49-member body of the legislature will be holding with more than 33 Republicans and 15 Democrats, with one progressive nonpartisan. Overall, with the 25 seats that were up for election this year, 11 went to the Republicans against a Democrat, with eight featuring two Republicans. Two had Republicans facing nonpartisan candidates. One race was between two Democrats, and one was between a Democrat and a nonpartisan. The Republican-led legislature, along with Republican Governor Jim Pillen, says they are excited to get back to work in the upcoming legislative session to continue work on priority issues in the state of Nebraska, along with working with the newly elected Trump administration on deregulating the state and spurring economic growth across the Mid-America region. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Thank you, Rusty and Ford customers, for an amazing year. During the month of November, we are saying thank you to our loyal customers. Get a $500 gift card for any new Ford vehicle purchased in November. Choose from over 300 new Fords in our lot and save up to $12,500 discount off MSRP on 2024 F-150s, America's number one selling truck for 47 years. Zero payments until January 2025. 0% APR for 36 months on select vehicles. 0% APR for 72 months on 2023 Mach-E. Thank you, Wichita. Choose from over 300 new Fords and 280 quality used vehicles. Buy a new Ford and receive a $500 gift card for holiday shopping. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Mach-E 1389 for 1,000 financed. Excludes 2025 models. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting voted to send a letter opposing a Department of Energy proposal for a 5-mile-wide corridor for potential transmission line development, which could pass through the county. Citing effects to agriculture and historic sites, the letter points to the ecosystem with concerns. Public comment on the matter may be forwarded as well through the Department of Energy website. Commissioners discussed hours with the health department, noting that 134 people had been seen prior to 8 a.m. since adopting revised hours in September. The health department is open daily at 7:30 a.m., then until 5 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, Wednesdays until 6:30 p.m., and is closed Fridays. 302 people were in after 5 p.m. in October. The hours, as well as other department operating hours, will be reviewed with department heads in December. Marshall County Clerk advising a post-election audit of ballots Tuesday morning, 10 a.m., will include at least one precinct and three contested races, which will be selected in a random drawing per state statutes. Final canvass of ballots is planned at next Monday's County Commissioners meeting and will decide the final outcome of a health care sales tax extension in Marshall County, which trails by 8 votes, with 164 provisional plus mail-in ballots postmarked by last Tuesday, but received since Election Day. Washington County Commissioners' meeting last week was mostly routine business. Road and Bridge presented a proposal for a storm shelter, which was approved. Nemahal County Commissioners continued discussion of the Zoning Exploration and Planning Board, proposing 2 members each from the 1st and 3rd District, and 3 from the 2nd District. They also discussed duties and qualifications. Marshall County Health Department will offer flu vaccine outreach clinics in November. Tuesday the 12th, Axtell American Legion from 9 to 11 a.m., Summerfield Fire Station 11:30 until 1:30, and the Beatty Fire Station from 2 until 3:30. This Thursday the 14th, Frankfort Nutrition Site 9 to 11 a.m., and Vermilion Community Center, 11:30 until 1. Flu vaccine outreach clinics are planned Monday the 18th in Blue Rapids and Waterville, Tuesday the 19th in Bremen. Flu vaccines for anybody 6 months and older, plus blood pressure measurements. For information, contact the health department at 785-562-3485. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks, available daily on our website at KNDYRadio.com and our social media. Gerald F. Hyman, age 94, of Axtell, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial at a later date at the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the church, with the Lauer Funeral of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Gerald Hyman. Rebecca S. Miller, age 73, of Topeka, formerly of Frankfort, passed away November 3rd. Funeral service Wednesday, November 13th, 3 p.m. at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Rebecca Miller.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Morgan Reed. Medicare annual enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. This is the time of year you can change your prescription drug plan, switch from original Medicare to a Medicare Advantage plan, or switch from a Medicare Advantage plan back to original Medicare. As your local agent, I can help enroll you in a plan that fits your needs. My goal is to assist our community in making sure that everyone has access to the proper type of health coverage. Find your coverage your way with Reed Insurance.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Sunshine on Tuesday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then a slight chance for some rain showers Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. South winds around 10 miles per hour and gusting as high as 25. Some scattered rain showers may continue as we head into Wednesday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Westerly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Still staying sunny by Friday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. And more sunshine possible throughout Saturday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-November 57. Record high on this date, 79. The average low, 33. And the record low, 6 degrees. Sunset this evening, 5:16. Sunrise in the morning at 7:07.
November is known for abrupt weather changes, but none of us have experienced a whipsaw like one on this day in 1911. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had two masses on her brain. She is the single mother of four beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse. We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 11th, the 316th day of the year. General George Patton was born on this day, and it's the anniversary of the strongest cold front ever recorded in North America, the Great Blue Norther of 1911. The Southern Plains was enjoying a balmy afternoon in the 80s before the front pushed through. By midnight, the mercury had sunk into the teens. Columbia, Missouri experienced a 69-degree temperature drop in 10 hours. Oklahoma City had a double record day, a record high and low in a 12-hour span. And as the front moved through the Great Lakes area, it spawned tornadoes and a blizzard almost simultaneously. That phrase, "if you don't like the weather, wait a few minutes," was probably coined on this day in 1911. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about weather extremes at almanac.com.
Marysville Knights of Columbus annual pork chop barbecue with smoked pork chop, baked potato, green beans, and homemade dessert will be Saturday, November 16th, serving 6 until 8 p.m. at the Parish Hall at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Bar will be open, delivery available, phone by 7 p.m. 785-799-5628. Marysville Knights of Columbus annual pork chop barbecue, Saturday, November 16th, 6 until 8 p.m. at St. Gregory's Parish Hall in Marysville.
Bulldogs, get ready for a celebration like no other. The Bulldog Black and Red Social is happening Friday, November 29th. Join your fellow alumni for a night filled with music, delicious meal, and a whole lot of Bulldog pride. Whether you're reconnecting with classmates or enjoying a night out, this event is for you. Tickets are just $25 or $20 if you're 55 or older. Don't wait. Sales end November 22nd. Head to our Facebook page for ticket information and secure your spot today. Let's show our Bulldog pride together.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Chiefs did it again, putting themselves as the only team undefeated for the NFL going into week number 10 of the regular season, as the Kansas City Chiefs are now 9-0 after beating the Denver Broncos at home at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday with a 16-14 victory. Kansas City went into the half down by 4 after the Broncos put 14 points on the board in the second quarter, but it was a shutout for the Broncos the rest of the second half after the Chiefs put 2 field goals on the board, 1 in the third quarter, 1 in the fourth. Patrick Mahomes ended up going 28-42 for the game, putting 266 yards on the board with 1 touchdown. Travis Kelce had the touchdown of the game with 64 yards in total with 8 receptions throughout the game. Kareem Hunt also ran for 65 yards throughout the game, with DeAndre Hopkins having 56 throughout the game. The Chiefs are still atop the AFC West as they head on the road next week to take on the Buffalo Bills, who are sitting atop the AFC East with kickoff at 3:30. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Thank you, Rusty Eck Ford customers, for an amazing year. During the month of November, we are saying thank you to our loyal customers. Get a $500 gift card for any new Ford vehicle purchased in November. Choose from over 300 new Fords in our lot and save up to $12,500 discount off MSRP on 2024 F-150s, America's number one selling truck for 47 years. Zero payments until January 2025. 0% APR for 36 months on select vehicles. 0% APR for 72 months on 2023 Mach-E. Thank you, Wichita. Choose from over 300 new Fords and 280 quality used vehicles. Buy a new Ford and receive a $500 gift card for holiday shopping. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Mach-E 1389 per 1,000 financed. Excludes 2025 models. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics has announced that their Cheer and Dance National Championships will be coming to Topeka, Kansas in the upcoming 2026 season. As WIVW reports, the organization has announced that they will be held at the Stormont Vale Events Center for 2026 and 2027. As according to the Topeka Area Sports Commission Executive Director Mike Bell, they say, quote, "We are incredibly excited to welcome the NAIA Cheer and Dance National Champions to Topeka. Hosting this event is a testament of our city's vibrant sports culture and our commitment to providing top-notch facilities and hospitality." The Cheer and Dance National Championships will be a two-day event that features 15 cheer and 12 different dance teams from around the nation, as Visit Topeka says they will strive to make it the best student athletic experience possible. In other news, Kansas State senior and center for the basketball team Aoki Lee has earned another preseason honor as of the end of last week, being named for the Los Angeles Athletic Club's John R. Wooden Award for the preseason women's top 50 watch list.
Area football team seasons coming to an end with losses Friday include Diller Odell falling to Summer Eddyville Miller 60-25, while Hanover lost to Burlingame 36-24. Teams advancing in postseason with regional wins include 1A Valley Heights edging Sterling 24-19 as the Mustangs advance to sectionals this Friday. They're 8-2 and will host 7-2 Medicine Lodge. Also in 1A, Centralia took Opie 40-26. The 9-1 Panthers travel to 9-1 Pittsburgh St. Mary's Colgan. And Clifton Clyde stays alive in 8-man Division 1 with a 44-26 win over Oswego. In 8-man Division 2, Axtell remains undefeated, shutting out Rural Vista 54-0. The Eagles will kick off at Osborne 7-3 Friday night. Frankfort, another shutout winner at Marmaton Valley 46-0. The 8-1 Wildcats come back home this Friday, hosting undefeated Burlingame. We'll have that game broadcast live on KNDY FM 95.5.
For the second straight year, the Valley Heights Mustangs make an appearance in the sectional round of the Class 1A football playoffs after they defeated Sterling on a rainy Friday night, 24-19. The Mustangs jumped out to a 16-0 lead at the end of the first quarter, thanks in part to 2 Jaden DeWalt touchdown runs. Sterling got their lone score of the first half at the 17-second mark as quarterback Logan Isaac found receiver Wyatt Newberry in the back of the end zone for a 9-yard touchdown pass, making it 16-6. At halftime, Mustangs scored at the 1:19 mark in the third quarter on DeWalt's third rushing touchdown of the night, but it was fumbles in the fourth for the Mustangs. 2 offensive fumbles and a fumble. fumble on the kickoff gave Sterling an opportunity as they punched in two scores, both 23-yard touchdown runs by junior Dylan Burgess, as Sterling got the ball back with 43 seconds left in this contest, trailing 24-19. But a big Valley Heights defensive stand held Valley Heights in the winner's circle as they will now move on to the sectional round of the 1A high school football playoffs, where they will face either Medicine Lodge or Hutch Trinity. Again, Valley Heights Mustangs victorious on a rainy Friday night from home, 24-19 over Sterling. For KNDY Sports, this is Max Blasky.
Your next car search ends at Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville. This is Andrew Crownover, and we vow to offer the largest selection of vehicles with the lowest prices in the area. But our commitment to satisfaction doesn't stop there, with service to all the vehicles you own. For outstanding selection, unmatched prices, and reliable service, call on Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville or online at crownoverautosales.com.
Honor a veteran by planting a tree now or donating to one of the many tree planting programs. This living tribute honors the veteran while improving the environment for current and future generations. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. There are many local and national memorial tree planting programs across the U.S. and Canada. Select one that best fits the veteran you're honoring. The American Forest is the oldest nonprofit conservation organization in the country. Since 1990, they've planted over 45 million trees in the U.S., Canada, and 43 other countries. Many of these were memorial trees. The Veterans for Trees nonprofit organization works with veterans, their families, and friends to memorialize each veteran's service with a tree. They plant trees in public and private spaces throughout the U.S. and Canada. Most botanical gardens and arboreta have memorial tree planting programs. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's the junction of two important rivers, the Mississippi and the Minnesota, and it made sense to have a fort here. But for those stationed at what became Fort Snelling, enduring the winter and the accompanying isolation was something few wanted to face. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Fort Snelling was established in 1819 at the confluence of the Minnesota and Mississippi rivers. Those rivers were the highways of the day.
It arrived by river, by boat, to get here in the 1820s, 1830s, of course, and beyond. Problem was the river froze, and the last boat of the fall came in early October. When it left, that was it till spring.
Nancy Cass says it was very important to make sure the last boats in for the fall brought enough supplies to last for 6 months or more. Once that boat left in the autumn, there was no guarantee of communication with the outside world for a very long time.
There was a little bit of mail that came up by dog sled up from Fort Crawford, downriver, mostly military mail that came in. But we do have one account that said they went 5 to 6 months without seeing any mail at all.
Journals document when those boats came and went as the end of fall approached.
When they were leaving, who was on the boat was documented in journals, who was leaving. And a lot of the officers did leave for the winter. They went on furlough.
The enlisted soldiers, though, had to survive the long, cold Minnesota winter, cut off from supplies and communication.
It was a lot of work. We know that the soldiers were chopping endless firewood. It's hard to even imagine the amount of firewood that they went through here. I've heard about 1,800 cord of firewood a year to get them through the winter. It really did take a lot of the soldiers' time to be dealing with the firewood.
The story of the fort and those who endured the long winters and harsh conditions is told here at the State Historic Site. Driving the Countryside in St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Life's livestock need access to fresh water during the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. As the temperatures drop, be sure your watering system offers an ice-free drink as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
You've been a godsend to us. We appreciate it more than ever.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes.
Farm Rescue has assisted over 1,000 families in crisis, a milestone made possible by people like you.
Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org today.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Water is the most important nutrient for overall cattle health and production. They consume 1 to 2 gallons of water per 100 pounds of body weight. So, a 1,200-pound cow would need 12 gallons of water every day. Chewing on ice and snow doesn't count. Brad White is a professor at the College of Veterinary Medicine at Kansas State University and director of the Beef Cattle Institute. He says to consider the size of your tank to keep the water flowing.
When I'm thinking smaller tank, often those are the ones that have some sort of freeze-proof control mechanism. So they may either be buried underground or you can use electricity to keep them in place. Our larger tanks, the freeze-proof mechanisms differ a little bit in that we may be using an overflow system of some sort, but your bigger tank has more surface area across the top.
And more surface area means it can freeze a lot faster, especially in a pasture situation if cattle have to walk a distance to get to the water. He says you may need other freeze-proof mechanisms to keep these tanks open.
You can have it underground. You can have electricity that keeps it heated. You can also use a combination of those or a ball water. So there's a ball that stays in the top and floats to the top, and then the cattle push it back down to get a drink. All of those can be very effective, and which one you pick depends a lot on your situation and whether or not you have the capability to put some of those in place.
The animals themselves might be able to keep the water open. The more that drink from the same tank, the less likely it is that ice will have a chance to form. Learn more about keeping watering tanks open in the winter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
First Chronicles 16 reveals that giving is worship. It reads, "Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness." I am Rob West with your Faith and Finance Minute. We sometimes forget that giving is worship and become complacent about it. But giving should fill our hearts with joy, just like singing our favorite hymn. God doesn't need our money, but he wants our hearts. Giving and worship glorify him, as they should, but he's already far more glorious than anything we could add. Giving and worship are for our benefit. They define our relationship with him and align our hearts with his. When you put your offering in the plate, be joyful. You are worshiping the Lord. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use FaithFi app. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, from your app store or learn more at faithfi.com.
A risk management consultant worries out loud about declining U.S. ag exports. Today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The U.S. share of agricultural export trade has taken a bit of a nosedive. Listen to Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company.
I got in this business in 1979, and at that point, the U.S. control of world agricultural trade was up around 62%. Today, as we calculated at Ag Resource, we're sitting around 12.3%. So you can see the big diminishment, if you will, of U.S. ag's prowess and presence in the world agricultural trade.
Bossi points the finger first at China.
I think that's the biggest problem that American agriculture will have, and somehow we need to get their attention. And China used to be our biggest ag customer back in 2023. They've now slipped to third place within that list, maybe down $10 or $11 billion.
Bossi thinks part of that is because Chinese farmers are not able to make a profit, and their government may be trying to protect them. As a result, he says China is likely to break some trade promises it already made.
And I'm really wondering down the road if where we are politically, if China will adhere to its WTO commitment, which is to import 9 million tons of wheat, 7 million tons of corn. I'm becoming a little doubtful that they see that as an important commitment going forward.
Bossi appeared in a recent episode of the AgriPulse program, Open Mic. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum works hard to be there for you when it matters most. Their goal is simple, to be your number one source of propane, lubricant, and extreme premium diesel fuel. And they'll reach that goal by treating you like family and giving you service that makes you want to come back. Proudly serving Kansas with locations in Blue Rapids and Hanover, Sapp Brothers thanks all of their current customers. If you're not a current customer, call the winning team at Sapp Brothers locations in Blue Rapids and Hanover today for all of your propane and fuel needs.
Once you plant Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvest will never be the same. Enter a new era of performance and join farmers everywhere yielding an additional 2.7 bushels per acre over A-Series. Unleash your greatest harvest yet with Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans. Call me, Thad Argenbright, at 785-313-3064 and find out why. With Pioneer from Performance Ag, you always get more than a bag of seed.
Good Monday. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer talks about the market reaction right after USDA released its updated corn and soybean yield estimates last Friday.
We're up about 3 cents on corn, and we're up about 5 to 6 cents on beans. And so, again, some response, but pretty moderated. And again, on the bean side, a pretty big late season yield surprise, but with still a pretty plentiful carryout, which is really going to temper the market's ability to push those prices higher.
He also says USDA's new corn and soybean yield estimates have changed the historical crop rankings.
So we reduced the rankings for both the corn and soybean crop. So we were previously looking at a record soybean crop, and now, you know, with this yield change, it's the second highest. Actually, you know, and tied with 2016 for the second spot. And corn now moved down to the third largest crop, given that modest yield change. So a little bit of downgrading on the crops in their ranking, one each.
Again, that's USDA Seth Meyer. Now, in other news, flood warnings and watches remain in effect for much of central Oklahoma and north central Texas amid ongoing storms. That's according to the National Weather Service. Several rivers were overrunning their banks in parts of the region Friday morning as rain and thunderstorms were forecast to continue into the weekend, the agency said. In eastern Colorado and New Mexico and the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles, blizzard warnings were in effect for the weekend. As much as 10 inches of snow are forecast for parts of the panhandle. As long as temperatures stay low enough, prolonged rain rather than snow will promote melting of existing snowfall, limiting new accumulations for only a few inches or less, with lesser impacts, the agency said. Any locations that are able to stay as snow longer before precipitation ends could see 5 to 10 inches of new accumulations and increased impacts. Sam Speck with your latest check of agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Okay, it's not quite New Year's yet, but at Midwest Kia, we are saying goodbye to our 2024 models and hello to truckloads of all new 2025 Kias that are already pouring in. That means you can drive away with the best deal of the year and take thousands off the country's hottest SUV lineup, including 2024 Kia Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride, all with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile manufacturer's warranty that makes owning a new Kia the best value proposition on the road. Choose from over 300 new Kias on our lot. At Midwest Kia, we offer a simple, transparent, and fast, better way to buy your next new vehicle. Come down to Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or visit MidwestKia.com and help us ring in the new model year, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
See dealer for details. Offers expire month end. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, subject to credit approval. Exclude.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
The soybean cyst nematode is meeting its match. The Mitchum Research Lab in Georgia is leading the fight against the parasite on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
You've been a godsend to us. We appreciate it more than ever.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Farm Rescue has assisted over 1,000 families in crisis, a milestone made possible by people like you. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org today.
When controlling weeds is key to a successful soybean season, good enough isn't good enough. Only FMC overlapping residuals control weed pressure from pre-plant to canopy closure, resulting in higher ROI compared to the competition. To get to canopy closure with the FMC overlapping residuals program, visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com. Always read and follow all label directions.
No farmer in his right mind would want to grow soybean cyst nematodes, but they're thriving in a University of Georgia greenhouse known as the Toad Farm. Its sole purpose is to find ways to beat the yield-robbing parasites at their own genetic game. Melissa Mitchum is a professor of nematology in the Department of Plant Pathology. She maintains more than 30 populations of soybean cyst nematode that have adapted to reproduce on the different types of resistance available to growers. Mitchum says they're studying how the nematodes make those adaptations and pinpoint the genes responsible.
Much of that work is focused on the nematode spit. And so the nematodes have a stylet, which is a hollow, protrusible mouth spear that the nematode uses to secrete proteins and other molecules into the roots to cause disease. And those are likely to be involved in the ability to adapt to and reproduce on these resistant varieties.
They hope to develop a molecular test to diagnose a grower's field population and prescribe the most effective type of resistance to combat the parasite. She says the focus on genetic resistance is their best tool, and they are having success with it.
We've identified additional modes of action and are currently working to introgress those to get them out into these commercial varieties that farmers can purchase and then rotate those more strategically to maintain durability. So we are coming up with new modes of action, and it's a partnership with industry then to get those out and make those available to growers.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Toad Farm at agriculture.com.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, be holding a special stock cow, bred heifer, and breeding bull sale Wednesday, November 13th, starting on the cow-calf pairs at 11 a.m. We will have 300 mostly black, white-faced, and red Angus cows, 3 to 8 years old, with 30 to 90-day-old calves. Spring-bred heifers include 70 black, 59 black, white-faced, and 20 Hereford first calf heifers, bred to low birth weight bulls for February-March calves. Bred cows consist of 200 black, white-faced, and red cows, mostly 3 to 6 years old, bred to Angus and Hereford bulls for February to April calving. there'll be 75 heavy bred cows. They're calving now. They'll be 3 to 6 years old, bred to Hereford and Angus bulls. Breeding bulls offered will include 11 Angus, 1 Sim Angus, 1 Horned Hereford, 3 Polled Hereford. They'll all be 18 to 24 months of age and ready for heavy service. For more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, November 13th, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Experts estimate that 95.9% of the cow herds in eastern Kansas have at least one positive case of BLV, or bovine leukemia virus, an affliction known for causing tumors in both beef and dairy cattle. K-State veterinarian Greg Hanslicek discusses the symptoms used to diagnose BLV cases.
Any age of animal can become infected, but the clinical signs are typically not going to show up in animals under 4 years of age. And it presents itself, the fact that it can put tumors in any organ whatsoever. One of the favorite places for it to build a tumor is in the spinal cord. So sometimes the presenting sign is an animal that can't get up in the back end. But we can have congestive heart failure. We can have other things also. One of the common signs that in veterinary medicine, we call it ADR, which is ain't doing right. It's just a cow here and there that just is thinner than normal. A lot of times, because this virus attacks white blood cells, the positive animals will, their immune systems will not be functioning appropriately. And some of those leave the herd earlier because of other diseases.
He explains BLV's transmission process.
It's a blood-borne disease, so these viruses have to live in white blood cells, so needles are the biggest way in most herds, but it can also be palpation sleeves. We know that less than 1/100th of a drop of blood is enough blood to transmit this virus. So tattoo pliers, ear taggers, anything that's a needle can spread this disease. And then through the milk and the colostrum, and it can also be spread that way. And then the last way is some flies, and particularly the horse fly.
Hanslicek says no treatments are available for BLV and shares an action plan for testing and sorting cattle.
Bovine medicine, we have no antivirals. And so we just know that if we have a virus in the herd, regardless of what it is, we're just going to have to ride it out. Once an animal becomes infected, they will be lifelong carriers. They will not recover on their own, and again, there's no treatment. The way to see if the animal is positive would be a blood test. And then from there, some of the management things we can do, we talk about test and culling. So we find everybody that's positive, we send those to slaughter, and we have a clean herd. The problem is a lot of herds that we deal with, 60 to 70 plus animals are positive within the herd. And producers know they can't sell 70% of their cows. So segregation, we have herds that segregate, so they test the herd, put the positive animals together and keep the negative animals together, and they run them that way.
That was Greg Hanslicek, K-State veterinarian, on bovine leukemia virus. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Easy-to-read herd identification makes working, vaccinating, and calving season easier. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville has a full line of pre-numbered or blank ear tags from Allflex, Z-Tag, Y-Tex, and more. Ear tag applicators, freestyle branders, and order your customizable electric branders or tags online at valleyvet.com. Manage a healthy, productive, and organized herd this year with Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Good Monday afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through midday, now some more mixed numbers in the livestock. It's been a choppy day. However, as we head closer to the closing bell, it does look like a lot of these livestock markets are trying to claw their way back into the green. We'll start with the hogs who have been green all day. December lean hogs up 90 cents to 81.32. February up 90 to 85.72. Feeder cattle are also starting to recover. November feeders up 32 cents to 245.75. January up a nickel to 241.47. Live cattle, though, are a bit weaker still, but not quite as extreme as they were earlier. In fact, we're starting to see some gains in later contracts. December live cattle still down a dime, though, at 183.60. February down 10 cents at 185.20. Into the grains and oilseeds, still quite a bit of negativity. Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat are all lower. December Kansas City wheat's down 8 at 556 and a quarter. March down 7.5 at 570. Oats with a sharp decline today. December oats down 19 and a quarter at 342 and a quarter cent. Into the row crops, we see December corn down 2 and 3 quarters at 428 and a quarter. March currently right now down 3 and a quarter at 441. Continuing on with the row crops, we look at soybeans. They had a higher morning, but here at midday, they are in the red. November soybeans down 5 and 3 quarters at 10.11 a bushel. January down a dime at 10.20 and a quarter. December soybean meal down 110 to 295.10. Soybean oil down 87 to 47.90. Cotton also a bit weaker. December cotton down 101 at 69.97. Looking down Wall Street, the S&P and NASDAQ are slightly lower, but the Dow Jones is up 290 at 44,279. The S&P's up, or down 3 rather, at 5,992. And the NASDAQ down 52 at 19,234. Energy markets are primarily lower. Crude oil down 231 at 68.06. Unleaded gas drops a nickel down to 195 a gallon. Heating oil down 4 at 219, though natural gas still up 26 cents at 293. Dollar index up 58 at 105.47.
Thank you, Rusty Eck Ford customers, for an amazing year. During the month of November, we are saying thank you to our loyal customers. Get a $500 gift card for any new Ford vehicle purchased in November. Choose from over 300 new Fords in our lot and save up to $12,500 discount off MSRP on 2024 F-150s, America's number one selling truck for 47 years. Zero payments until January 2025. 0% APR for 36 months on select vehicles. 0% APR for 72 months on 2023 Mach-E. Thank you, Wichita. Choose from over 300 new Fords and 280 quality used vehicles. Buy a new Ford and receive a $500 gift card for holiday shopping. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Mach-E 1389 per 1,000 financed. Excludes 2025 models. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Save big now on new 2024 model Chevy Silverado pickups, including a 1500, 3500, and Colorado at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, plus a new 2024 Chevy Suburban and several new 2025s for your test drive are waiting at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News Wall Street Now. Investors have opened their week with a rally on Veterans Day. The Dow headed into the midday up by 350 points and well over the 44,000 mark for the first time. The S&P had gained 0.2% on the day. The NASDAQ was slightly lower. The price of Bitcoin has soared above $84,000 today, spurred by optimism that a Trump administration will benefit cryptocurrencies. The value of the world's biggest virtual money has risen by more than 80% this year. Thanksgiving is still a few weeks off, but you can start celebrating at Krispy Kreme with pie-inspired donuts. The national donut chain has unveiled chocolate, lemon, blueberry, and apple pie-flavored donuts. Venom, The Last Dance, has pulled out the top spot at the box office for a third straight weekend. The movie starring Tom Hardy took in $16 million Friday through Sunday. That's down from $25 million in its debut weekend. Jim Ryan, ABC News.